Tom, you said yesterday that JPP wants more. We're going to try to accommodate him. Have you been able to do that?
Yeah, he's done more in practice. He's gotten more, a few more snaps. Mm-hmm.
How about Victor Cruz? How's he progressing so far?
Same. You know, he's working his way back, yeah.
Boss is still a...
He didn't practice, no.
Is there something that Darrell Scott can do in this game that might prevent you from bringing a veteran running back next week?
Play well when the opportunity comes, like he did the other night.
Will he get a lot of opportunity?
We'll see.
Has Justin Pugh's progress been what you hoped for?
Well, there's no doubt that he's had an opportunity like very few have, and you know, he's a young guy. I mean, he does some good and he does some bad, but he certainly is out there with giving it all he has, and he'll grow. He'll get better.
You've always been hesitant to start rookies, first-round picks right away. This is
Well, I don't know. This is our – if Pugh does start, this will be our second one. Mm-hmm. So the first one didn't do too bad.
For so much of camp, it was Hakeem would be out or Victor would be
What's
out.
That now?
For so much of camp, it was Hakeem would miss some time or Victor would miss some time. How good does it feel to just look around and see all your weapons?
You got to practice. It's not just, you know, the quarterback needs to have people practice. They need to work together. They need to see things. Make sure they're on the same page, you know, and it's, you're right, it is good to have everybody out there.
Are you, given all the time you missed, are you at all hesitant to get DeMontre Moore to a rotation of defensive end this weekend?
Well, it depends. You know, we're going to see how he finishes the week out in practice, and I know he's getting stronger every day.
Is he still limited at all by his shoulder?
Oh, he is. I mean, we've limited him. You know, whether he tells me every day that he's getting better, getting stronger, feels better, and he's, to be honest with you, when given the opportunity, he's practiced well.
How hard have you seen Harry Peel work this offseason just to get the defense back to where it needs to be?
Very hard. The whole staff has worked very hard. On all three phases, not just on defense.
Peel is a guy who's good at making corrections.
Yes. Yes, he is. Coachable, very coachable kid.
Tom, when you have so many changes on the offensive line, do you actually have to cut back your game plan a little bit to compensate for that?
You have to do what you have to do now, you know. So I'm not going to say one way or the other, but you've got to have the ammunition.
Tom, out of your five captains, Antrell is the only one who has not been a Giant his entire career. What do you think it says about the way he has kind of, you know,
I think it says volumes about the young man and the way that he has come here, the way we started, you know, and the transition that he's made into the New York Giant culture and the way he feels about his team and his franchise and his teammates. I think it says an awful lot about him.
From the Giant training camp, the coaches had a lot of good things to say about Reuben Randall. With Knicks and Cruz back out there, does he continue to impress in that third receiver role, Reuben?
Yes, he has. You know, I think Murphy has done a good job too, to be honest with you. But, you know, let's get Reuben going and get him started and see how he does, you know, in each game, week in and week out. He's hung in there. He's practiced every day. He's done that. That's a big plus. He's been much more mature, if that's the word, as far as his study habits and so on and so forth. So we're all rooting for him to come into his own. He's doing pretty good. You know, he's another guy that the training room wanted him to have more activity in practice, and we've been able to accommodate that.